So let me get back to Danny and Brinkley for a moment. Now, he saw energy fields and he felt like his body was vibrating at a high rate. One of the things that I learned when I had similar types of experiences, when I was with shamans in the Peruvian jungle, and I asked them to explain to me what everything was made from, they said everything was vibrating. Everything was made of this vibrancy. And at the quantum physical level, the level of this realm out of which everything crops into being, out of which you come into being, everything there is at the vibratory level. Whether it's waves from the past into the present, from the present into the future, from the future back into the... whatever is going on down there, or in there, or out there, is vibratory. And remember I told you about dipping your finger into that flow of that vibrational stream of consciousness, or whatever you want to call it, and that is your essence and how that changes that stream? That's what we're talking about. He saw these fields of energy, the quantum field of possibility. He then had many other kinds of experiences. And later on, when he came back, when he was reawakened and came back to life from being struck by lightning, he recalled a lot of these incidents and wrote about it in his book. Okay, so what should we think about that? What kind of experience is that? It's an experience which has long been known by the people that study such experiences fearlessly. It's called transit. It's the transit experience. It's that time between life and death. It's that time in which you get to make the transition, the transitory movement from one to the other. It's the time in which your consciousness and your beingness, which has been so imprisoned in lockjaw, in total collapse, in total bindingness, in total prison, if you want to call it that, locked up in the body, gets to escape from the body, and it is a really welcome relief. But transit is still carrying stuff around it because it's still that stream of consciousness, and it's you. So a lot of the life's presence and the life stream and your life stream are all kind of getting mixed up here, and you're being able to see things that you couldn't see before. And, you know, like I talked about in the experience of Jacob's Ladder in the movie, in the previous session, some of that stuff gets burned away. You may have to go through hell worlds. In the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, when a person dies, they often tap his head out with a little hammer to keep him aware that he's going through transit and not to grab onto the first thing he sees or be fearful of the ooga boogas that are cropping up around him and so forth. Unpleasantness, ghosts, goblins, all that kind of stuff. These are only there to burn off, knock off the stuff you're hanging on to, whatever it is you're hanging on to. And when you do that, when you start knocking off, what you're doing is you're preparing the stream for a new incarnation, because that's built into the equation of universe, is to incarnate and to sense the new movement, something coming, the future coming. We call that, by the way, sex. That's what sex is really all about. It's the future calling to you. So all that is what happens in this transitory transit experience. Now, unfortunately, some people flunk transit. I mean, life's a teaching. Well, I was kind of dumb in life. I ain't going to be much smarter in transit. Some people are transit flunkies. And I don't know what you can do about these people, but they do. And what happens is that they bring the pain and suffering right back in with them. Or they'll choose to go to scenarios of incarnation where that is normal to them. I mean, some people find being hit over the head and yelled at nice. I don't know why they find it nice, but they do, because they keep doing it all the time. They like to yell at each other. They like to yell at, you know, even at themselves. They walk around saying, oh, you're so stupid. You're so dumb. You're so stupid. You're so dumb. How many times do you walk around saying to yourself, I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid. Or I'm so ugly. I'm so fat. I'm so this. You know, apparently, a lot of us must do it because, my God, we wouldn't have fashion. We wouldn't have all the wonderful things we have to make ourselves thinner, sexier, more beautiful, taller, this, that, you know, better teeth, grow more hair, grow a beard. I mean, we got so much stuff because we're so imperfect. We're so terrible, we think. So obviously, transit must not be something we can get through without flunking once in a while. So there must be a lot of flunkies in transit. Anyway, that seems to be happening. But then after transit, you go to another realm. You get into the preparation for the rebirth. There's a new schooling going on, in which hopefully you can, you know, maybe you didn't get quite all that stuff burned off. But if you didn't, well, you'll carry some of it back in. And then you have to learn how to do it in life all over again. And if you can be a smarty pants and you can listen to a little bit about what Dr. Quantum is telling you, you don't have to go into transit with fear and reluctance and hatred and I'm going to get even and that guy still owes me $5 and I'm going to kill him and all that insanity because you don't need it. But if you want to hang on to it, you like the drama of it, welcome to it. Welcome to your rebirth, Mr. Angry Pants, because that's what's going to happen.